week we spoke about how Parshat Achrimot comes to highlight the importance of life, celebrates life. I think there's a very interesting balance created by the addition of Parshat Kedoshim. Parshat Kedoshim begins, of course, with the goal of Kedusha. It says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. We should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and strive for this high, godly level of Kedusha. In fact, the Parsha continues, and it speaks about a person not being mechalel Shem Hashem, but being mekadesh Shem Hashem, v'lo techalelu et Shem kadshi v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. This is the highest point of life, so much so that it's more valuable than life itself. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which speaks about how most mitzvot and averot are things you should violate if it's to save your life, learned from the pasuk in Parshat Achrimot, v'chai bohem. The same Gemara in Sanhedrin then says that there are exceptions. If the avera is being done b'farhesia, or if it's one of the three very severe averot, gilui arayot, avodah zarah, shfichut damim, or if it's at a time where the government is trying to uproot Jewish values, then even on the smallest thing, even on a non-mitzvah, just on a Jewish identity thing, a person should give up their lives. Which is a thing that's shocking to Western societies. Why should I give up my life for doing a mitzvah or an avera? And of course, the message here is obvious. As Jews, we see life as valuable because of the purpose we live it for, not the breathing itself. Life is a value because of what we accomplish with our lives. And sometimes, when it's a choice between violating our values, key crucial core values, or staying alive, violating those values is worse than losing our own lives, because violating those values would make our lives meaningless. And you see this, interestingly, most in the persona of the very Tana who we spoke about last week stood for the value of life, Rabbi Akiva. There are two Gemaras that are shocking in how far they portray Rabbi Akiva going and placing his values above his own physical life because he saw his values as his life. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, speaks about when Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned by the Romans for teaching Torah, and his Talmud was bringing him water, enough water so he could wash his hands and that he could drink, and the guards poured out half of the water. When he got to Rabbi Akiva insisted on using the water that was left to wash his hands, as opposed to drink. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Netilas yadayim is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. If you don't drink, you'll die. Why are you functioning this way?" And Rabbi Akiva said, "Mutaf amut mitat atzmi v'lo avar al dat chaver. Better I should allow myself to die than go against the opinion of the other rabbis." He saw the importance of respect for the Torah community so great that it was more important than his own life. If it were just the Gemara in Erevin, one could say Rabbi Akiva was willing to give up his life as opposed to sacrifice his values. But of course, the famous Gemara in Brachot Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet goes even further. As a continuation on the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, from the pasuk of Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha, Rabbi Akiva says, "B'chol nafshecha afilu notel es nafshecha." And the Gemara says, when the Romans made the gzerah that people couldn't teach Torah, Rabbi Akiva kept teaching Torah. One of the Jews came to him, Papus ben Yehuda, and he said, "You're going to teach Torah, you're going to be arrested. Why are you doing this?" Rabbi Akiva gave him a mashal. He said, "A mashal to a fish swimming in the water, trying to avoid the nets of the fishermen. Fox comes to the fish and says, 'Mr. Fish, why do you seem so tense?' And he says, 'The nets.' So the fox said to the fish, 'Why don't you come out right on my back? I'll take you downstream. You don't have to worry about the nets.' The fish responds to the fox and says, 'They call you such a smart animal. You can't fool me. If I'm having a hard time surviving in my natural element with my water, how much more in danger am I outside of the water?' Rabbi Akiva said, 'If this is what danger we're in for teaching Torah, how much more danger will we be when we don't learn Torah?' Ki hu chayecho yorech yomecho. Seeing Torah as what sustains life because it gives the value to life. When Rabbi Akiva was eventually being executed, his Talmidim saw how committed he was. He was saying Shema Yisrael. They said to him, "Rebbe, still you're so committed." And he said, "I was always so mitztayer, so concerned whether I could fulfill this pasuk properly. And now I have the ability to give my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that my life is not for life itself, but for the higher values of life. And I'm not going to be committed to it. Rabbi Akiva wasn't just willing to give up his life. He saw Torah as his life and celebrated his ability to show that it was his life. And this, of course, is the basis of the famous statement of the Gemara in Brachot Daf Yud Chet, that tzaddikim, even in their death, are considered live, while rishayim, even in their lives, they're considered death. Because life and death is not measured by a person's breathing. It's measured by the person's values, whether their life matters, whether they're alive in a real way. The Rambam in Hilchot Rotzeach HaShmir HaNefesh learns this and elaborates on the Pasuk in Devarim Perek Yotet, Pasuk Hey, and on later and earlier in Devarim as well, where it says that when a person goes to an Ir Miklat having killed Bishogeg, it says, V'chai, you have to give him his normal life. Kedei She'yichya. And the Gemara says, a Rebbe's yeshiva has to go with him. His Talmidim or Talmud's Rebbeim have to go with him. The Rambam explains, because Baalei Chachma u'mivaksheha, Baalei Talmud, people learning Chachma Torah, Kemisa Chashuvim, without their learning. If what makes you alive, alive, are the values of your Kiyum Mitzvot, the Torah that you know, then without it, one calls into question the very life that one is living. The Netziv connects this idea back to the way man's creation is described as opposed to that of the animals. If you look in Bereshit Perek Aleph, we're told, Vayivra Elokim et ha-taninim ha-gdolim v'yet kol nefesh ha-chaya ha-romeset. God created all the living beings. In the next Perek, though, when it talks about man, it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et ha-adam ha-far min ha-adama. It doesn't yet say that he's alive. Then it says, Vayipach bi'apav nishmat chayim. God himself imbued man with his soul of life. And then it says, Vayehi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, and man was alive. The Netziv stresses, highlights that man is only described as alive after his neshama enters him. And the Netziv in the Hamik Dover explains that this is the difference between a human being and all other creatures. All other creatures are alive because their blood's flowing and they're physically alive as opposed to dead. But a human being is alive when they have the neshama that they're living with and according to and realizing the potential of. And this is the moderating, balancing, complementary message of Parshat Kedoshim. Life is very valuable when it's being lived for the values that make it such. And that's why we give up our life if we have to choose between our life and our values. And that's why we need to make sure that we're living lives that are valuable, where our values are being expressed. And if so, we're not just living a chayim, but a chayim of kedusha, v'chay bahem and v'nikdashti together. May we learn the importance of our values and giving importance to our lives in a way that we can make sure that our lives are much more about than just being alive. Shabbat shalom.